Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1. We are streaming at newsdakota.com, and of course, you can listen back to podcasts if you like. You search out KQDJ Podcast, and you can listen back wherever you get your podcasts from. Well, Mike Lawson is with me. He is the plant director from Cavendish Farms. Mike, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for welcoming me in so we can have a little chat.
Absolutely. And we got an exciting thing coming up, a first annual event coming up, the Cavendish Days car show coming up September 7th. This is quite the event out there.
Yeah, no, it's we're planning to have a big event. We want to be good sponsors of our community, trying to bring in a lot of different people, and we want to bring in other businesses to be able to advertise and possibly do a little something special for them as well.
Absolutely. Now, this is really cool. You got the car show and you've got other stuff going on. So inflatables, food vendors, all kinds of stuff planned for that day. And free registration for the car show, right?
Absolutely. No, we're the entire event is completely free. We're just trying to bring in all sorts of different people. We want to represent the community by bringing them into our house. So registration for the car shows absolutely free. So there's rewards there. So it's going to be the People's Choice Award. So first place is $250, second place is $175, and third place is $100. The other big part that I want to point out is that we're having an Ultimate Fry Fixins Challenge.
Yeah.
So when we're trying to get our local restaurants and some of our local food vendors to come in and participate completely free. We will supply them with all the French fries cooked, ready to go. All they have to do is put on whatever toppings and fixings they want, and whoever at the end of the day wins the award will win a nice trophy that they can display at their location. And hopefully during that time, they can also advertise their skills.
Wow, that is super fun. And the people, when they come out, they get to partake in this? They get to eat a little bit of this and try the fixings when people put it out, or what?
So we're going to have just a select amount, mainly uh-huh. for the judges, but okay. we're encouraging those restaurants to maybe cook a little bit more, okay. and we will supply the fries so they can get it out there. And maybe someday in their restaurants or wherever they're at, they can call it the Cavendish Fries or however they would like to do it. We're also going to have food trucks there so people can come in and purchase food and everything else. And, of course, inflatables for the kids and whatnot as we're continuing to build this. So this being our first year, we're hoping that it grows into something special that the entire community can enjoy every year.
Yeah, this sounds like a really fun event. Again, Cavendish Days coming up September 7th, right there at the Cavendish Farms location, just outside of Jamestown. And bringing people in and an exciting event. Reminding people, hey, we're out here kind of thing, right?
Absolutely. I don't think we've done a good job of really showing who we are. We've done a lot of great things for the community, a lot of donations, whether it's in fries or money and contributions. And we haven't really done a good job of showing that, hey, we're here, we're part of the community, and we're proud. We're proud to be part of Jamestown and the surrounding area.
And again, this event is coming up on September 7th. So if people want to, like, for example, get registered for the car show, how do they do that? How do they register in for that?
Well, we are passing out flyers. I've even gone around to local businesses and started passing them out. And then I plan on talking to some of the local restaurants, but we're also going to be going through the Chamber of Commerce. So when they send out their magazine, our flyers are going to be in there. We're hoping to be obviously advertising here on the radio. Mm-hmm. And just trying to get it out word of mouth as well. A lot of our employees are really excited to be able to represent themselves, as we have over 200 employees that are proud of working for Cavendish that would like to show people, you know, even what our building looks like and how beautiful that is.
Absolutely. So make sure you mark this date on your calendar, September 7th, for Cavendish Day's car show event going on. Inflatables, food vendors, car show, the Ultimate Fry Fixins Challenge, which sounds really awesome. I really can't wait to see what people come up with there. And so a lot of fun. Anything else we need to know about this, Mike?
No, I would say we're trying to set it up correctly so people have places to sit. You know, if parking's a challenge, we're even getting a golf cart so we can help some people around and all that. So we're really trying to make sure that we have everything dotted and all our I's dotted and T's crossed to ensure that this being our first year, that hopefully everybody enjoys it and understands that we'll just build year over year and try to perfect it.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to the event, September 7th, out at Cavendish Farms, noon until 3. Mike, a pleasure meeting you. Thanks for coming in and chatting this up.
All right. Well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to having all of my neighbors out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That'll do it for this edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1.